Hi, welcome to class. And just place your mat in a comfortable position and let's start. Stand on top of your mat. Place your mat in a comfortable position and come into child's pose. So the toes touch, the knees separate, and you reach forward. Place your forehead on the floor and just let go. See if you can exhale into the hips, allowing it to melt further into the ground. And then focus on your breath. And tell yourself, I inhale and I exhale. Right now, you're on your mat. Nothing else is going on. There's just an inhale and an exhale. Notice if your jaw is tight. Maybe just take an exhale with an open mouth and really relax. On the next inhale, see if you can flare up your hands, the fingers, and kind of reach forward like a kitty cat waking up. And then on the next inhale, glide forward to hands and knees. And feel the hands building right underneath the shoulders. The knees are right underneath the hips. And then as you inhale, you pull the chest forward, you look up, lift the pit of the belly up and in. And then exhale, tilt the tailbone down, lift the belly up and in. Continue your own breath cycle. So as you inhale, you lengthen into that cow. Exhale, cat. Inhale. And exhale. A couple more times. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. On this next inhale, tuck your toes under. And then exhale into a downward facing dog. So you lift your bum up, the chest goes back, your arms are supporting you. Bend the knees slightly and see if you can tilt the sits bones just a little bit higher and melt your chest more back. Flare your fingers, press all the knuckles down. Don't let that knuckle right underneath the pointing finger come up. So you have full hand on the floor. And then start walking the dog out. And by that I mean you bend one knee and then bend the other knee, just trying to relax the Achilles tendons, the calf muscles. Maybe you even twist a little bit, taking the knees to the right, the knees to the left. And do that a few more times. And then settle into your down dog. Walk the feet to the center line. And on your next inhale, reach the right leg up. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. Now, on the next inhale, rotate the hips open. And on the exhale, bend the upper knee. Maybe you circle the ankle around or check and recognize you got toes. Flare the toes open and then point them. Just get a little lubrication for the feet. And then on the next inhale, straighten the knee. And then exhale, lower the right leg down. The following inhale, pick the left leg up. Straight, straight, straight. And then next inhale, open up the hip. Exhale, bend the upper knee and give a little love to that left ankle as well. Roll it around, move the toes. All along this time, you're taking big inhales and exhales. Next inhale, straighten that left leg. Exhale, release it down. And then give yourself the permission to bend the knees as you walk to the top of your mat. Separate the feet, hip distance, or maybe even wider than hip distance apart. And really engage the thighs so the kneecap doesn't move. Keeping the hands, the fingertips on the floor, just walk the fingers over to the right side. So with the legs straight, you should feel this stretch in the upper or the lower left side of the back. And take a couple of breaths here. See when you really expand the rib cage with that inhale, you should feel an even more intense stretch for the lower back on the left side. Do it one more time. And then mindfully walk the torso over to the other side. So now you're stretching the right lower back. Take a few breath cycles in there. Inhale and exhale. Oh, one more time. Big inhale. And exhale. And then walk the fingers, the torso towards the front and bend your knees even more. Interlace the fingers behind the lower back. completely forward fold. So you could drop the torso, the chest on top of your thighs or between the thighs because the knees are so heavily bent. And the interlaced arms are going to the front, so you're getting a shoulder stretch. And be mindful that you release the head and the neck and even the jaw and the tongue. And maybe you can focus between the eyebrows and really relax the eyebrows as well. Just shake your head out yes and no. Allowing the spine to just cascade open. So this is not about your hamstrings. You're not stretching your legs yet. You're just releasing the lower back and the cervical spine. And take one more breath cycle here. And on the next exhale, gingerly release the arms and slowly heel-toe the feet together. Inhale to halfway lift. So at that point, it's a flat spine. You squeeze your shoulder blades together. You suck the belly up and in. And then on the exhale, forward fold again. Squeeze your glutes and your thighs and your core and roll up to standing using those muscles. So you shouldn't feel coming up to standing in your lower back. Use all the other muscle groups as you slowly, slowly stand up. And then on the next inhale, reach even more up towards the sky. Now tuck your tailbone, squeeze through the front of the thighs, lift the belly up and in and get even taller here for one more inhale. And then on the exhale, hands to the heart, Samasthiti, prayer pose. Just feel the thumb on your chest. The heartbeat is moving. The thumb, maybe you can isolate your own heartbeat. Maybe you can't quite feel it yet. That's okay. But you can definitely feel the chest rising and falling. So all there is in this world right now is you standing. Hands to your heart, and there is an inhale, there is an exhale. If you want to make a dedication for your practice, you can certainly do so. If you want to make an om, you can do that as well. This is your moment to just focus what the gratitude of the practice is for you and what it is that you want to focus right now in your practice. And then inhale, reach the arms up. Again, tuck the tailbone, lift the belly up and in. Huge, huge breath in. On the exhale, forward fold. It's okay to bend the knees, right? Halfway lift, inhale to that flat spine. And then forward fold again. Inhale, you rise up again. Use the bum as you lengthen all the way up. Tuck the tailbone, lift the belly. Bow forward, exhale. Keep bending the knees slightly. Your body is still cool, so give it a chance to warm up. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. One more time. Rise all the way up. Lengthen strong legs. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. And now step your right foot back. Right knee down, inhale the arms up, Chandrasana, low lunging pose. Tuck the tailbone under, lift the belly up and in. As you're reaching up, you feel the breath expanding the rib cage, but you're pulling the belly up and in. And as you tuck the tailbone down in this position, you should feel that the front of the right thigh is definitely getting a good stretch. It's the upper part, right? The hip flexor. Take one more breath in here, and then on the exhale, step back to your downward facing dog. Bend the knees in downward dog a little more. Send the sits bones up, melt the chest back. And then on the next inhale, glide forward to plank pose. This is your upper push-up. So the hands are underneath the shoulders. Your hips are not sagging ever, ever, ever in plank, nor are they up in the sky. They're just flat. Squeeze the thighs, lift the belly. And now on the next inhale, glide forward to your tippy toes so the shoulders past the wrists slightly. And as you exhale, hug the elbows in as you lower all the way down to the floor. Low cobra as you inhale. So you're going to point your toes. The top of the feet are on the ground. Press the feet down and then inhale, squeeze the shoulder blades, lift the chest, but you're leaving the lowest rib on the floor. So it's very low. You're just squeezing into the upper back. Take one more breath here and then gliding through your hands and knees, press back to downward facing dog. A big ha. Good. Inhale the right leg up And then step the right foot between the hands, release the left knee down. On an inhale, reach back up to Chandrasana. And exhale, feet together to the top of the mat and forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, you rise all the way up, tuck the tailbone, lift the belly up and in. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Now the left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, reach up, Chandrasana. Tuck the tailbone. Let's spend a little time here. So Uddiyana Bandha, that belly lifting up and in is strong. The breath is going to the upper chest. Feel that the hands even have vitality and awareness to it. The pinky finger is alive. Take one more big breath in here. On the exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, release all the way down to the floor. Hug the elbows in. Low cobra, inhale, squeeze the shoulder blades, point the toes. Downward facing dog, exhale. Inhaling the left leg back up. Step the left foot through, right knee goes down. Inhale, arms up, Chandrasana. And feet together, forward fold, top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, lengthen all the way up. Reach up, tuck the tailbone, lift the belly, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Step the right foot back, right knee down. Inhale, reach up, Chandrasana. On the exhale, downward facing dog. On the inhale, plank pose. Hold your plank. Now, this time, the body is a little warmer, so you're going to have a choice. You can always release all the way down to your mat, or you can do a low push-up called Chaturanga. So you shift forward in plank to the tippy toes, and then you bend the elbows just to 90 degrees and try not to drop the shoulder lower than the elbow. That's your low push-up. You can always put your knees down if you just find it too much. And then from here, you come to upward dog. So if you're released all the way down, you do your low cobra. But if you are in Chaturanga, go upward dog, where you press the chest up, shoulder down, the arms are straight, and you're squeezing powerfully through your legs so the kneecap is not on the floor. Take one breath here, and then go into a downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg up. Step the right foot through, left knee down. Inhale, reach up, Chandrasana. And then feet together, forward fold, top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rising all the way up. Reach up. And now exhale to chair pose. So all you do is bend your knees and then take the tush back. Arms reach up. And as you look down, your knees should be right above the ankles. So you should have a clear view of your toes. Maybe you can even lift your toes up and flare them out. Give them a little space. And then one toe at a time, release the toes down. But be mindful that the tush is not going up. If anything, set the tush a little lower. Reach the arms a little higher. Take a big inhale. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift to flat spine. Squeeze the shoulder blades. And left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, lengthen. Reach the arms up, Chandrasana. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, plank pose. And now you have the same choice. Lower all the way down or low push-up, Chaturanga. Low cobra or upward dog on an inhale. And downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg up. Step the left foot through, right knee down. Inhale, lengthen, reach up. And feet together, forward fold to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, and forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, get length, tuck the tailbone, lift the belly, quads are strong, and then tush back and down, chair pose. Stay in chair, breathing, inhale, and exhale. Inhale, and exhale. One more time, inhale. And exhale, bow forward. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift again. Step the right foot back, right knee down. Inhale, lengthen, reach up, Chandrasana. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, your choice, chaturanga or lower all the way down. Cobra or upward dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up. This time step the right foot through, but come to warrior one. So the right foot goes between the hands, the back heel roots down, and you come on up, reach up. The hips are squaring forward, the arms are reaching up, the front knee is bent, the back thigh is strong. Take that inhale and that exhale. Notice if when you inhale, your shoulders are rising up towards your ears. Try to relax the shoulders down. So the breath is expanding the ribs, but not tightening the shoulders. How can you have both effort and ease here? The legs have that full-on vitality to hold you up, but then the face is relaxed. The shoulder is relaxed. Let's take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, go to your plank pose. Take it to chaturanga or to all the way down. Inhale, low cobra or upward dog. And then downward facing dog. Lift your heels, bend the knees. And then either step or jump to the top of your mat. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rising all the way up. And chair pose. Sit a little lower. Now the body is warmer, so you can get a little bit more like stepping into that challenging zone, right? Don't let the body get too comfortable. Sit a little lower. Take that deep inhale, and then let's bow forward again. Let's take the left side. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, arms up. And downward facing dog. Exhale. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga or you modify. Upward facing dog or you modify. Downward facing dog. Left leg up, inhale. Step the left foot through, warrior one. Rise up, root the back heel down. Inhale, lengthen, reach up. And then even in your warrior one, that tailbone is tucking, right? And so you should feel that upper right thigh is getting stretched and you're doing your best to angle it forward. Take one more big inhale and plank pose through chaturanga on the exhale. Upward facing dog, big inhale, downward facing dog, exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale and forward fold, exhale. Inhale, come all the way up, reach up, and guess what? Sit right back into chair pose. Breathe in chair. Squeeze the knees and the thighs together. And then staying in chair, just float that right foot tiny little bit off the floor. So you're still in chair, just a little bit off the floor. Now you notice you're standing on your left foot. You got to grip with your toes, especially the big toe. Otherwise, you're going to sickle that foot outward. So really grip with the toes of the left foot. And take a big inhale. You're going to take the right leg back and the arms back, the Dikasana airplane. You can keep the left knee slightly bent, but eventually the goal is in Dikasana is that the lifted leg, which is your right leg, is extending back and it's straight. You want to make it super straight. Pull the right hip down and the arms squeeze back, but squeeze the shoulder blades. So don't let the chest drop. You want to squeeze the shoulder blades. Keep the chest just a little bit above the hips and keep the breath going. Right? There's no need to look forward. Just look downward. Now start bending the left knee, the standing knee again, and on one steady, slow breath, make it back to chair pose. So you're not going to come to straight knees. You're going to go sit right down, reach the arms up and stay strong, squeeze the legs. And then lift the left foot up, grip with the right toes, monkey toes, really strong toes. Take a big inhale, float that side now into the Dikasana. So the left leg goes back. The standing knee might remain a little bit bent to help with the balance. Squeeze the shoulder blades. Try to get the chest just slightly above the hips, but the lifted leg is strong and straight. Take one more breath here And then again, you're going to go right back to chair pose. So keep the knees bent and sit even lower. Yes, you can reach the arms up, butt goes back. Squeeze the glutes and the core. So you're not feeling your lower back here. You're using the leg muscles, the core muscle, and the glutes to actually support your lower back. Take a big inhale and then bow forward. Ah, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rising all the way up. Inhale, reach up, tuck the tailbone, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, right foot back, right knee down. Inhale, reach up, Chandrasana. On the exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose, chaturanga. Now you know to modify if you need to. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, reach up. On your exhale, warrior two. Open the arms, the hips. Make sure that that right knee is keep pulling outwards. So you're not letting the front knee collapse. Now on your next inhale, take the right arm up and reach up, reversing your warrior, pull the belly up and in, stay strong in the back thigh. On the exhale, chaturanga, low push-up. Inhale to upward dog and exhale to downward dog. Hold your downward dog this time. And let's put the knees down. So if we come to hands and knees, it's a good little break. Not for long. What I want you to do on your hands and knees is really look at your hands, spread the hands, press the knuckles down, and then start bending the elbows and look at your forearms. You are not going to put the forearms on the floor. You're just going to bend the elbows and hug the elbows in till you see that the forearms are parallel to one another. And at that point, tuck the toes under and lift your knees up. Press the bum up and the chest back, but keep the forearms parallel without putting them on the ground. And keep the arms bent. You melt the chest back, drop your head. Drop your head. So this is called a turbo dog. And try to keep the knuckles of the hand pressing down. So you're not letting that come up. You're not rolling to the outside of the hand. You're gripping with the inside. Now, even though this is intense, I know you can breathe through it. And instead of making a big story about how intense it is, how about we just, it's inhale. And exhale. Think about happy things. Kitten, puppy dogs, vanilla ice cream. Just settle into the intensity and see if you can make it just about your breath. I can take another inhale here. And then another exhale. And then one more time. One more big inhale. And big exhale. On this inhale, hold the pose. And then on this next exhale, you can straighten the arms finally and rest in your downward facing dog. Let's lift the heels, bend the knees, and step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, and forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way back up. Don't forget to squeeze the quads, tuck the tailbone, lift the belly up and in. Reach the arms up, nod the shoulders. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Here we go, left side, left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, reach up, Chandrasana. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. You can still modify. Upward facing dog, inhale. And downward facing dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, step it through. Inhale, warrior one. On your exhale, warrior two. Hold the warrior two. Feel the vitality of the arms, but the softness of the shoulders. Inhale, reverse the warrior, squeeze the thighs, lift the belly up and in. Exhale, chaturanga. Big inhale, upward dog. And exhale, downward facing dog. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, and forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rising all the way up, and exhale to chair pose. Now I'm going to switch the game a little bit to more Surya Namaskar style. So sun salutations. In your chair, take a big inhale. On the exhale, bow forward. Now halfway lift, inhale. Step back to plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. And exhale, step the right foot through, warrior one. Inhale, lengthen. Now stay in your warrior one. So the legs stay. Just drop the arms. Interlace the fingers behind your lower back. Straighten the arms. And that action in itself will start opening the upper chest. And then you can take the chest up. Take the breath in, lengthening. Do not drop into the lower back. Pull the chest up. Take one more breath in here. Staying with warrior legs, just bow the torso on the inside of that right thigh, carrying the interlaced arms towards the front of your mat. Let the head drop. So the vitality of the legs, they're supporting you. Can you allow the shoulders and the head to represent that ease? And while you're there, the breath is moving, right? There's a... You're not, there's no holding breath. You're holding breath, then you're trying too hard. Just let the breath flow naturally. And as you engage the legs are still going to stay in warrior. But when you come up, the arms reach up right back to warrior one. Slowly pivot the back heel up and stay in crescent lunge. Squeeze the thighs towards the center line. And then bring the arms to prayer, to the center of the chest. Take a big inhale here. And then your left elbow is going to go to the right knee, to the outside of that right knee. So it's a twisting crescent lunge. Press the palms together and don't drop the left shoulder to the right thigh. Rather, press the left elbow into the right thigh to lift the chest up and away and forward. So you're lengthening everything here. On your next inhale, open up the arms, but stay with the twist. So the lower hand could go on the inside or the outside. You could actually put the lower hand on a block on the inside. So remember, stability is always more important than flexibility. Don't drop that left hip. Lift the left hip up. Squeeze through the back thigh. Take one more breath in here. And then both hands down. Root the back heel down. Warrior two, cartwheel the arms up, but keep that front knee bent. You're dedicated to the strength in that leg. Stay in warrior. Now inhale, reverse your warrior. And then exhale to side angle. So you're going to take the right forearm to the right thigh and inhale the left arm up. But it's warrior two legs. If you're feeling powerful and strong today, you could release the right hand towards the floor, but not if that's going to cause you to stick your butt out and get the chest forward. So you still want to be two-dimensional. Imagine there's a wall behind you and you can just get the heel, the bum, and the shoulder blades on that wall, right? Nothing is poking out and coming away from that wall. Now, if you can stay there and reach the lower hand towards the side wall of your room, kudos to you. We're very happy. If that's just not going to happen, who cares anyway? Just stay where you are. Take another breath there. And on your next inhale, reverse the warrior. So guess what? That front knee is still bent. Stay with that big inhale. And then exhale, shift forward to half moon. So that back foot is going to lift up. And that right leg is going to be like a Roman pillar. It's anchored down. The big toe is gripping. The right hand is on the floor. The left hand is in the sky. The left leg is lifting up. But there's still that imaginary wall behind you. So no bums out, no chest forward. It's just one two-dimensional pose. Now, remember that lower hand could be on a block. It could be floating. But you really don't want to have that lower hand on the floor if that's going to cause you to drop the chest lower than your hips. So then grab that block. If you can be on your fingertips and have the chest kind of at the level of the hips, I'm okay with that. That's cool. No problem. Stay there a couple more breaths. Feel the inhale and feel the exhale. Now take one more breath in. You are going to leave that left leg up. Just take the arms down to the floor, both arms down. So that's called a standing split. But really, all that means is you have one leg up, one leg to stand on, and two hands on the floor. It doesn't matter how high that left leg is lifting, but it does matter if it's just dangling up there. Can you squeeze through that leg? Straighten the knee. Are you sure that left knee is straight? Really squeeze through it. Now, the next inhale, reach the leg a little bit higher. Maybe you can bow forward a little bit more. Heck, maybe you can kiss your shin. For those very advanced practitioners, yes, you can do a handstand here. You could try it. Please make sure you have the furniture moved before you do that. You don't want to fall on some weird couch, right? So you just kind of be mindful of your new environment. And hang out there. All right, you're still in standing split, or you're hopping, or hey, maybe, you know, trying that handstand business. Maybe you're just trying to squeeze the heels up away and setting more weight on the hands. Maybe you're just testing the strength of the arms. It's still pretty good. All right, let's take a big inhale and get out of here. Both feet down and forward fold. Separate the feet hip distance apart. And now let's take the peace fingers to that big toe. Bend the knees. Again, it's not about the hamstrings. I want to have a little bit of back release here. Halfway lift as you have the yogi grip on the toes. And then bend the elbows outward. Pull forward. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, forward fold. Oh, one more time. Let's do it. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, forward fold. Now release the arms. And slowly walk the feet together. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale to rise. Reach all the way up. Tuck the tailbone. Lift the belly up and in. Hold the left side. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale, and downward dog, exhale. Inhale the left leg up, step it through warrior one. Inhale, reach up, anchor down through that back thigh. Drop the arms, interlace the fingers behind your lower back. Straighten the elbow. Take the breath in. It will naturally lift the chest up. You don't have to drop into your lower back ever. Try to tuck the tailbone and then get the length. Chest lifts up. Maybe you can look up. If that's too much for your neck, guess what? Don't do it. Take a breath in. And then with the warrior one legs, bow forward. Arms come forward. The head drops and your breath is smooth. It's bold, it does have a character, it has a personality, but it's smooth. There's no jerkiness, there's no holding back, there's no grunting, right? Just let it be smooth. If you feel like, wow, this is intense, I gotta do something about this and I'm grunting, take a big inhale, stick your tongue out, let that big lion out. So learn to release the energy in a way that actually releases the jaw. If you're holding your breath and squeezing the jaw, you're locking up the energy. It's the same thing that you do when you're chasing the kids or sitting at your computer. You want to kind of learn how to release that tension. So if you need to, sigh again with that open mouth. Anchor into your legs. On your next inhale, you're coming right back up to warrior one. Find that warrior one and then squeeze through the back thigh. Lift the back heel up. So voila, you're in your crescent lunge. Squeeze the inner thighs towards the center line. So you should feel that the inner thighs are working. If you're wobbly, most likely it's because you're not squeezing your legs. Hands to your heart and then the right elbow to the left knee. Let's twist that crescent lunge. Not collapse at the shoulder. Lift the chest forward. Squeeze through the back thigh. Lift the belly up and in. On the next inhale, open up the arms. lower hand, either on a block on the inside or it's on the outside. Remember, this is not a shoulder stretch. Your shoulders are simply lining up with the torso. You're twisting and rotating at the core. Don't drop the right hip down. Notice if you did that. Lift the back, the right hip up. Take one more breath in. On the exhale, release both hands down. Root the back heel down. And then cartwheel back up to warrior two. Front knee still bent. Shoulders relax. Arms reach. The fingers have vitality and intention to them. Inhale, reverse your warrior. And exhale, side angle. Left forearm to the thigh or to the floor. Take a few breath cycles here. Remember that two-dimensional pose. No booty out, no chest forward. Your hips are in line with the knee. Your chest is in line with your hips. Your upper arm is reaching up. Now you can choose to take that lower hand and reach it forward so there is no support. But the support comes from the back thigh and your core. If you feel a pinching at your lower back, please don't do it. Squeeze the thigh, squeeze the core. This is a leg and core strengthener. Yes, your back is involved as well, but the back is taking a minority role, right? Maybe one more breath here. Keep that front knee bent as you reverse your warrior. Inhale, reach up with the left arm. And then on that exhale, shifting forward to half moon. So you're going to be standing on the left leg. The left hand is towards the floor. Right hand is in the sky. Right leg is lifting. And you're two-dimensional, 90 degrees ideally between the two legs. Breathe here. Remember to use your props. Cavemen's use props. It's a sign of intelligence. So if you need to take that block to help you out, do it. Don't let the chest drop. Couple more breaths here. And then you are strong enough to keep that right leg up. So you're going to take both hands down and stay with that standing split and just dedicate that strength to this pose. Maybe even remember your intention that you said at the beginning of the class. Like, why are you here? Why are you choosing this? So if you're feeling challenged, you remind yourself the reason for the challenge. If that doesn't help, then just focus on the breath, but don't get out of the challenge. If you need that handstand thingy, go for it again, right? It's your own practice, so you know how to intensify it if you need to. Let's take a few more breath cycles. Big inhale and big exhale. Big inhale and big exhale. One more time, inhale and exhale, forward fold. Beautiful. So both feet are on the ground, but this time let's heel toe the feet apart so that your feet are almost sticking off the mat, but the toes are pointing outward, and then drop your bum, come into a Lomalasana squat. You're going to take your hands to prayer and then hook the elbows on the inside of the knee to lift the chest up as you're squatting really deep here. It's a lower back and glute opener. If you find you cannot keep the heels on the floor, well, then simply just make the stand wider. If that doesn't work, then lift the tush a little higher and then just have the forearms on the inner thighs. So in some ways, you are staying in this low, low, deep squat and breathing through it. Inhale. And exhale. More times, inhale and exhale. And this next inhale, lift the chest a little higher. And then as you exhale, set the hands down, walk the feet closer to each other, or you can just go into crow right away. So Bakasana crow, you're gonna walk the hands forward, put the knees on your triceps, shift forward, and eventually the feet will lift up. Take a big breath in here and then move through your vinyasa. If that means you're just walking back to a downward dog, that's great. Advanced practitioners, go to headstand, pike down so your toes are an inch above the floor. Shoot it back to chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Either way, we just meet up in Downward Dog. Now, if you need that break, take the break, right? So I can't really be in class with you right now, but you do have a handy remote. You could pause. You could go to Child's Pose. Maybe you don't need that Child's Pose. Maybe what you need is, man, I just got to work a little harder. I couldn't heat up that room that I'm practicing in to 90 degrees, and I want to break more sweat. So how do I do that? Well, come into your dolphin. Come to hands and knees. Put the forearms down. They're parallel to shove back, and then stay there. You could try to play with that inversion, the Pinchamayarasana, like forearm balance, or you're just in your Child's Pose. So this is really that time of like, figure out what it is that you need today. Did you have a hard week? Do you need to rest? Do you want to push yourself and try something new? Maybe you just want to hold Downward Dog. That's also a great option. So allow yourself that time. Couple more breaths. And then we'll all meet up in Downward Facing Dog. Downward Facing Dog. Lift your heels, bend the knees, and step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, flat spine, people. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then right arm under, right leg over. Let's go right into that eagle. Remember, your eagle is a chair pose, so that pesky left knee stays bent. But if you're having a tippy day, it's okay to put the right toe on the floor. Now you want to lift the elbow away from the chest, the thumb away from the forehead, and squeeze really powerfully. The arms, that is. The legs as well. Squeeze and sit a little lower. Take a couple more breath cycles here. And then release the pose, root the feet, inhale, lengthen, reach up. Let's take that other side. Left arm under, left leg over, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Eagle, sit lower. Breathe into the upper back. See if you can expand those muscles in the upper middle back a little bit more with the breath. And then release the pose, root the feet down, inhale, lengthen, reach up. Uttita Hasta Parangustasana. So you're going to root on the left foot, lift the right leg up, and then you can take the right hand either to the knee or grab the toes, extending forward. Do not drop the chest forward. So what's most important is to stay upright and then slowly open out the lifted leg to the right. The left arm opens to the left. Maybe you take the gaze over to the left. And then come back to center. Do your best to float that right leg up, but reach both hands up as well. Now see if you can straighten that right leg, but not lean the chest back. So if you need to lower the leg, that's so much wiser choice. But keep the chest lifted, belly tucked in. Bend the right knee again, lift it a little higher. See if you can straighten it again. Bend the right knee, lift it a little higher, straighten it again. Now bend the right knee. And bend the left knee. Take that right leg to a one-legged chair. So you're going to take the ankle across on top of the left thigh. Bend the left knee. And take the hands to your hips. Shift the hips back and the chest forward. Try to keep a straight spine. Again, many levels here. You could stay here. You could take the hands to the floor. If that's ridiculously far away, put it on a block. Breathe. If you want to practice coming into your arm balance, set your hands down, hook the right toe on the left arm, and shift forward. The shins are going to be supported on the armpit. You shift forward and try to lift the legs up. Eventually, the left leg straightens. Right? To each its own, not your cup of tea. Don't do it. You're still in chair. You're waiting. Let's wait one more breath. And then those of you in the arm balance, come back. And we're all going to take hands to heart. Come back to chair pose. Dedicate to one more deep chair. It's good for snowboarding season. And then on an inhale, reach on up. Tuck the tailbone. Squeeze the thighs. And then just drop the arms. And thank goodness you're standing again. Just, you know, stand till you believe you got 2 feet. Till you can connect to the breath again. And then let's take the left side, left hand to left knee, or you can grab the toes, extend it forward, Utthitahasta Parangustasana. And then on the next exhale, you open it up. Shift that drishti, the vision, or the gaze over to the right hand only if you're stable. Remember the monkey toes on a standing foot. You got to grip with that right foot, the big toe on the right foot. And then bringing it back to center. Do your best to keep the left leg up. If it drops down, it's not the end of the world. Reach both arms up. Lift the chest up, belly up and in. And then straighten the left knee. Keep the chest up. Then bend the left knee, lift it a little higher, straighten it again. Bend the left knee, lift it a little higher, straighten it again. Don't lean the chest back, chest up and forward. And then bend the knee again, place the left ankle over to the right thigh. Bend the right knee, coming into your one-legged chair. Hands to your hips. Bum back, chest forward, sit deep into this one-legged chair. And again, the same opportunity. Stay and count your blessings that you can do this. It's pretty cool. Or you go for your arm balance. Just do what you can, right? Do what you can. Do what's appropriate to your body, what's appropriate for the day, right? So you're not always type A push, 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 and you're not always checking out and kind of telling yourself, oh, I'm not strong enough. Either of those are just like, you gotta check what's going on in the mind when you're always reaching for the same thoughts on either one of those lines. There's always a balance. We have strong days. We have days when we have to tread lightly, right? But it's not always the same. Recognize what kind of day you have. And take the hands to the heart. We're returning back to chair. And then inhale, reach the arms up, tuck the tailbone. Ha, Tadasana, mountain pose. All right. Next inhale, reaches the arms up. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Let's do one more chaturanga. Upward facing dog and downward facing dog. Lengthen into your downward dog. Press the bum up, the chest back. And then step the right foot just halfway up your mat. So you have only about 3 feet distance between your 2 feet. And then walk your hands back. So you're shifting the body into a pyramid pose. Try to get the right hip back and the chest center lined. Both legs are straight. You're gripping with both legs. So if you can't anchor that back foot down, that means your stand is still too long for what your body is kind of able to do today. So just make the stand shorter, no big deal. Stay here for one more breath. And then the legs are going to anchor down. They're not going to move, but you're lifting the chest up to halfway lift and you squeeze the shoulder blade. Now put the block right in front of that front foot and put the left hand on the block, inhale the right arm up. So here's your reversed pyramid. And you're using this reverse pyramid to lengthen the hamstrings and to lengthen and strengthen the lower back. So you still want to squeeze the right hip back and lengthen the chest forward. Stay for one more breath, and then you're going to take your block or you glide your hand forward about a foot more forward and then lift the left leg up, reversed half moon. So it's the left leg lifting and the left hand down, and you're standing on the right leg and lifting the right hand up. Yes, you can grab the upper foot with the upper hand if you really, really want to, but is it mandatory? No. Just do what you can. Take one more breath in here. And then feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, coming all the way up to standing. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and chaturanga. Upward facing dog, inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Now the left foot steps forward. just a little bit. Remember, we're stepping to pyramid. So you want to step it just halfway up your mat. And we'll do the same thing. Square the left hip back. Make sure that both legs are straight. You're shifting the left hip back, rooting the right heel down as well. Breathe. Try to square the chest to the center line, the hip to the center line, and then guide that right hand right in front of the left foot on the block or on the floor. Inhale the left arm up. Don't drop the chest. Remember here, the chest is still pretty much at the same height as your hips. Lift the pit of the belly up and in. Take a couple more breath cycles. Yeah, can you get a little bit more length forward for that chest? A little bit more strength for the legs. And then shift forward, reverse half moon. You're moving the right hand forward, lifting the right leg up, reaching the left arm up as you're rooting on your left leg. Either grab the upper hand to upper foot or just leave it alone. Take a big breath in here and then feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up to standing. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, walk back to plank pose. First good news that I said in a long time, right? All the way down, belly flop, all the way down, release all the way down. And then take the face and look either to the right or left, whatever feels good to you. Take the arms back. Let go, really let go. Whatever is happening in your life, right now you're on your mat and there's nothing you can do about it. So just focus on that moment, this moment you chose to create that space to let go. Allow the mind to focus on this moment. I inhale and I exhale. Inhale and I exhale. And then turn your forehead to the floor. Zip up your thighs. Locust. Take the arms back, palms face down. Try to squeeze the toes to touch. Lift the legs, keep the knees straight. Squeeze the arms back, chest lifts, head lifts, shoulder blades squeeze together. Lift the belly up and in. Take one more breath in and then a soft release. Ha. And then come back up again. Locust, lift on up, squeeze the shoulder blades. Don't hold your breath. Can you keep the breath circulating? Even if you're focusing on lifting the belly up and in, oh God, try to figure it out. Lift the belly up and in, keep the breath going. Try not to make faces. Just relax the face, but keep the strength in the legs and in the arms. And then release. You can bend your knees, so you're still laying on your belly. Bend your knees, reach back for your feet. Either grab the ankle, the shin, or the feet, and come up into bow. And if you can grab both feet at the same time, you're going to grab it just one foot at a time, not big deal. And then hold your bow. Remember, the legs are working, the chest is relaxed, the face is relaxed. The arms are straight. Don't do bicep curls here. There's no point of that. Just relax the upper body, strengthen the lower body. Sukha Stira, effort in knees. How can you be in both? Can you be challenged but not get tensed up about it? Just kind of hang loose. One more breath. Big inhale and then slowly release. Ha. Wiggle the bum out a little bit. And then let's do it again. Bend the knees, grab the feet, and there you go. Bow. If you took it one leg at a time, this is your opportunity. Grab that other leg. Pull the chest up. Kick the leg back for 5, 4, 3, 2. On 1, release it down. And then relax again. On your next inhale, you're going to choose between a low cobra or an upward facing dog. Going back to downward facing dog. And then either float into Navasana boat, so you're going to jump through the hands, or you take a very wise route and you walk through the hands, put the tush down, hug the knees in, and then lift the chest up, lift the feet up, the knees can remain bent, come into boat, Navasana. Arms reach forward, keep lifting the chest up, and then release slowly just the lower back. Just the lower back. Now straighten your legs. So the legs are about foot and a half above the floor. The lower back is on the floor, not the shoulder blades. You're holding low boat. Now take the hands behind the skull, interlaced. And then bend the right knee. We're going to take bicycles. So you take the left elbow to the right knee. Make sure both shoulder blades are off the floor. Make sure. And then switch. Other side. Right? And switch again and switch again. And we're going to go this with my count 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I know you're not holding your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Go back to low boat again. Shoulder blades off the floor. Reach the arms forward. Hover the feet. One more breath. Look at your belly button. Pull it in. Pull it in. Pull it in. Pull it in. And then hug the knees in. Release the shoulder blades down. Ha. Can roll a little bit side to side. Just kind of wiggle it out. Good job. Keeping the knees bent, let's come to bridge. So root the feet down. Make sure maybe you can touch the back of the heel with the fingertips. The knees are in 90 degrees as you press the hips up. And just shimmy the shoulders underneath the back. Lifting the bum up. But try to do most of the lifting with the legs. Maybe even flare up your toes. Notice if you just lifted your heels. Half the class always does that. I'm not there for you right now, but can you be mindful enough to know that your toes are your 10 little things in the front? Lift the toes, heels down. And then engage your shin, the muscles around your shin. Mm-hmm. Calf muscle. Can you engage the back of the thigh? Touch it. And then touch the bum. Can you relax the bum so it's more in your legs? Squeeze the front of the thigh, the back of the thigh. The calf muscles, toes are still up. Either hold this pose or utilizing this amazing strength in the legs, come into wheel. Set the hands by your ears, straighten the arms. It is all about the leg strength. Tuck the tailbone, take the bend out of the lower back, place it into the chest and the upper spine. For 5, 4, 3, 2, and then slowly release back down. Hug your knees in. Beautiful. You could take a block underneath your lower back at this point and just take the legs straight up to the sky, releasing the back. Basically, you're laying on your back. The head is on the floor and just the legs are up. It's an inversion to allow the blood flow to go the other way, right? The legs are above the heart. This is called Viparita Kwarani. If you want to invert a little differently, you could go to plow, take the legs kind of over the head as you're laying down. It's a great upper back and neck stretch. Take a few breaths there and then support your lower back with your hands. Shimmy the elbows so that the upper arm bones are right underneath your back and then press up to shoulder stand. And if you're in shoulder stand, try to use the legs to actually get you up. We think, oh, because we're not standing on our legs, they're not functioning or doing anything functional, but that's not true. If you really get the vitality and the strength into those legs, it actually is going to activate the core as well, giving you that ability to go longer, giving you a little bit more stretch for that upper back. So we'll stay here a little bit, just allow the breath to take care of things. Feel the inhale and then feel the exhale. Inhale and exhale. One more time, inhale and exhale. If your shoulders stand, slowly release back to plow. Maybe you bend your knees, Karnapidasana, ear pressure pose. Again, the breath is going into the upper back. It's just melting all that stuff away. And if you're in Viparita Korani, just release the feet down to be able to take the block away. And we all meet, no matter where, what we chose, in seated forward fold. So just slowly rock on up to a seat, straighten the legs, flex the feet back, and forward fold. Don't force it. Breathe it. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. One more time, big inhale and exhale. The next pose is Matsyasana, fish. Place just the fingertips underneath your tush. The legs remain on the floor, the tush remains on the floor, and then release down to your forearms. Your upper arm bones are going to prop you up, elbows bend, and then the chest is up. Drop your head back, fish pose, Matsyasana. How strong can you still be in the legs, even though they're not supporting you anymore, but be open in the chest and relaxed in the face. And let's take one big lion. Inhale. Slowly release down to your back. Hug your knees in. And happy baby, grab the bottoms of your feet. The head is on the floor, shoulders on the floor. You're pulling the knees out to the side. There's 90 degrees in the knees. And you can just rock a little bit side to side, opening the hips. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Hug your knees in. Stick reclined pigeon, the last pose of the game. Right ankle over the left thigh. And then you have that little hole you created between the two thighs. Reach the right arm between that so you can interlace the fingers behind the left thigh and pull the whole shenanigan towards you. Breathe here. If this is not enough for you, straighten the left leg. And then grab a hold of the foot instead and start pulling the straight leg with the whole structure towards you, pulling the tailbone off the floor. Please don't do that if the reclined pigeon is already like, yep, I'm feeling it, thank you very much. You just stay. If the reclined pigeon is actually so hard that you can't even interlace the fingers behind the thigh to hold you up, that means you really need it. So don't skip it. Please, pretty please, don't skip it. Just move to a wall and set your left foot against the wall. So now the wall is going to do the holding for you. And then that right leg is still across. You're getting still that opening and release for the sciatica. You're still getting the benefits to the hips and the glutes, which get tightened so much with our daily life. It's really, if you never do yoga, do this one pose, right? It's really beneficial. It undoes the thing we do all day long. So stay for a couple more breaths. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more breath cycle. Inhale. And exhale. Then just let's switch sides. So whatever style you chose, whether by the wall or traditional reclined pigeon or reclined pigeon with a straight leg, you do the same on the left side. You might find that one side is a little tighter than the other. Well, c'est la vie, right? That's life. That's how we are. If you're right-handed, your right side is going to get tighter. If you're left-handed, the left side is going to be tighter. But whatever it is, don't criticize it, don't judge it, don't try to change it, just breathe it. Let it have one more breath. And one more exhale. Oh, heck, I think we should do two more just to be even. Big inhale. Exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. And then hug your knees in. Roll all the way over to your right hip. Take the knees along with you. Spinal twist. Open up the arms. Take the gaze over to the opposite direction. Try to relax into this. So you're letting the body go. You're letting the muscular body go. But the breath, that stays, that has power. It has intensity. It actually is still creating the pose. Take one more breath cycle in there. And then slowly roll on to the other side. Melt that twist as well with a few more breath cycles. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Come back to center and then straighten the legs and reach the arms behind you. So everything in this is on a floor. Just the legs are strong. The arms are reaching back like a cat in the morning. Somehow they become three times their size. Try to be three times longer than you are and squeeze everything. Even squeeze your face. Squeeze, 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 lengthen, 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 lift the belly up and in. And then as you exhale, you're going to do a snow angel, pulling the arms beside you, palms up. And then just let go. The feet splay open, palms splay open. And all of a sudden your jaw drops, your face is smooth. Notice if your neck is funny, try to come to a place of complete ease, Shavasana. And stay as long as you want, benefit of a home practice, right? But be mindful of the mind. So often what happens at home is that, you know, stuff is still happening and you might just wander away and, oh, I could just get up. But no, you won't. You're going to stay and just say, I feel my legs. I feel my face. And I deserve another 5 minutes to just focus on how relaxed and blissful this could be. And maybe it's 20 minutes. Maybe you fall asleep, right? But just stay. Give yourself the gift of letting go. If you're really afraid of falling asleep, next time set an alarm, right? But let go. Thank you. See you later. Namaste. Peace be with you. Lots of hugs, many loves. See you at the studio. Bye-bye.